All the world's a stage, and now Shakespeare has a new champion here in Chattanooga. Scenic City Shakespeare aims to make the works of the Bard accessible to all with theater and educational programs. The group is planning to produce its inaugural season this fall, and it's already hosting monthly discussion groups as part of the Shakespeare 2020 project. Ryan Laskowski is Artistic Director of Scenic City Shakespeare. He and actor Douglas May drop by Scenic Roots. Ryan, Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So Ryan, tell us how Scenic City Shakespeare came about.
Well, Emma Wiseman Collins and I met about 12 years ago. And in that time, we've discussed Shakespeare and doing Shakespeare in Tennessee. We've gotten the opportunity to do it together a few times. But we noticed that there was not that much Shakespeare being produced in the city and wanted to try our hand at producing some.
This idea came to you, too, as you were doing a reading?
Well, so that was actually a dinner party that we had where I had adapted Pyramus and Thisbe, the most lamentable comedy, sort of a play within a play from Midsummer Night's Dream. We ate dinner and read that scene, so there were 10 of us there. The idea was already sort of in existence. I knew that I was wanting to start a company, but I wanted to make sure that I actually had a good idea. So I brought in some people that I know and I trust in the theater community and said, hey guys, will you do this reading with me?
It's sort of a trial balloon with food.
Yes, lots and lots of
food. Your literary focus group, but well fed.
Right. Well, every show is better if it's preceded with really good food.
I have to have a meal before I go on stage.
So we have Scenic City Shakespeare.
Yes, and you have to say it exactly like that or it's dangerous. In addition to, we want to produce a regular season of shows. We also have a puppet playhouse in the works right now. We've just started puppet construction. We also have the Shakespeare 2020 project.
The Shakespeare 2020 project is, I believe, we're part of a larger nationwide project.
Really,
and
international.
Ryan has had contact with the man who initiated the project. Ryan, why don't you tell him about it?
Ian Dosher, he's an author. He wrote several, I guess, adaptations, you could call them, Shakespearean adaptations of films. So there's William Shakespeare's Star Wars, Much Ado About Mean Girls, and Get Thee Back to the Future, which is my favorite, personally.
They're very entertaining.
They are. They're great. But he wanted to challenge himself to read the complete works in 2020 and decided he would open that up to everybody, started a Facebook group. That group has grown to over 3,000 people. There are people across the world doing this now. And that Facebook group has actually turned into a pretty good resource for memes and weird historical tidbits and that sort of thing. It's really a great group. So we wanted to have a local version. So I reached out to him, said, hey, do you mind if I sort of tagged onto this? He said, yeah, that's great. That's exactly what I want. So here we are.
And you'll be participating each month, and the first one will be this coming Monday.
Right. We'll be at the Edney Building. We'll start about 7 o'clock, and we'll be discussing the first two, you could say, but really the first four. It's Twelfth Night, and then Henry VI, Part 1, 2, and 3. We're currently in Henry VI, Part 1. He's developed a whole schedule for the entire year, so it goes up to December 30th with Winter's Tale, or the Funeral Elegy is the last one.
And they are arranged in an optimal fashion so that, let's just say, you don't get stuck in the problem plays, and a number of them are geared towards the time of the year in which the original story is set.
Right.
For instance, Twelfth Night, we just had Twelfth Night.
Yes, January 6th is the official Twelfth Night, the actual holiday Twelfth Night. So we were reading that on the 6th, and then we moved into Henry. So most of the schedule he ties in, so like Midsummer Night's Dream happens during Midsummer, but then other than that, they are chronologically as they were written by Shakespeare. And there have been some arguments in that Facebook group about whether or not his schedule is correct, but
Shakespeare wouldn't be Shakespeare without arguments, right?
Amen.
And without
especially
mystery.
In Henry, yeah. <That's right.
laughs> So we have the Shakespeare 2020 project. You mentioned the Puppet Playhouse in the works. What else are you thinking of there at Scenic City Shakespeare?
Well, we plan to launch a season. We're in talks with a few different venues.
We can't say in detail about that. We are negotiating with venues to have a regular production and also a Shakespeare event with food because everything's better with food.
That's right.
So we want to try to make Shakespeare a little bit more accessible. A lot of people they start in and they see what they actually have to process, and it doesn't seem comfortable to them. So we're trying to figure out ways to make it a little bit more modern adaptations of Shakespeare when we can.
I think that there are people who have an interest in Shakespeare, but they feel an intimidation because they feel put off by the language, which I think has become more of a problem now, especially as we have moved away from most mainstream religions don't use the King James Version of the Bible anymore. And I think that that kept the language culturally current for many, many years in our nation. And we're losing that. I think that people have interest, but to take in a written work originally designed for the stage is much different than, say, taking in a painting, even though the rewards can stay with you for just as long a time.
And as far as making it more accessible for an audience here in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley, both of you have such experience. I was just reading up on yours with Ensemble Theater, and Doug, you've been a guest here on Scenic Roots before. Part of this is about knowing your audience, and you folks know your audience.
We hope we do. I think another really important thing to get an audience member to connect with a piece, especially one that's in almost a completely different language, is to really get them to connect with the characters.
These stories are the stories of our culture, and they still have currency. I mean, obviously, Lion King, which is basically Hamlet, has been running on Broadway for, what, 20 years now? And there was a remake in the theaters last year. We respond to these stories because they tell truthful things about the way that we act with each other as people. And I think that can be easy to forget because the language sounds different from the way that we speak now.
Where can people go online for more information as it unfolds?
Well, so for more information about us, you can go to our website, sceniccityshakespeare.org, sceniccityshakespeare.org. If you want to get the schedule for the Shakespeare 2020 project, you can go over to Ian Dosher's website. That's shakespeare2020.com. He also has his own website, iandosher.com. It looks like iandoshare.com.
Share the singer.
Yes. I don't think that he does that.
And we also have a handy dandy Facebook page of our own.
Yes, you can look us up on Facebook and also Instagram at Scenic City Shakespeare.
All right. Ryan, Doug, thanks so much.
Thank you.